This is where normal comes to die. Mediocrity meets its final demise, and the status quo is unabashedly dismantled. Welcome to Reinvention Radio. Now, here's your host, Steve Ulscher.
Alrighty, welcome to the Sound Off here on Reinvention Radio. Steve Ulscher hanging out with you. Hey, what's up, baby?
What's going on, Steve?
And Wade's holding down the studio. What's up, senor? Kelly's going to back home. And our lovely Mary Goulet is not here. She's actually in Minneapolis. Well, her mommy died, which is sad, and we give her big hugs, and we are thinking about you, Miss Mary Goulet, and, you know, it's, yeah. Well, our thoughts are with you. We'll just leave it at that. All right, so a lot of interesting things to cover here on the Sound Off today, and, you know, it's interesting. I wasn't planning on covering this the subject today, but with Mary's passing, Mary's mother's passing, allow me to clarify, Mary's mother's passing, and then a death that took place sometime last night, earlier this morning, that perhaps you are familiar with at this juncture, which is, Richie, did you hear about Chris Cornell?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so the lead singer there of Soundgarden and Audioslave, and did some a lot of stuff solo as well. But you know, it's pretty interesting as you start thinking about just life in general and how fleeting it really is, right? I mean, you just never know what's going to happen. Although in this case, he took his own life, and so it kind of begs the question of, geez, you know, you look at somebody like a Chris Cornell who, well, on the surface appeared to have it all. I mean, you know, who I can't say this for everybody, but a lot of people feel like, geez, you know, living the rock and roll lifestyle, how cool would that be? You know, sold out shows. I think according to Nielsen, he sold something like 14.9 million albums, if they still use that term, over his career. I mean, just an insane amount of success playing music, right? And I know you've got friends in the music industry.
Yep.
And, I mean, a lot of those folks would kill, well, that's a really bad term to use, but they would love to have the type of success that Chris Cornell had with Soundgarden, right? I mean, you talk to your friends and you've got some buddies, you know, that are very successful, like your friends from POV, right? I mean, POD, POD, yeah. Right? POV. Hey, get off of the internet. From POD, and so, you know, they do huge sold out shows. But then you have other friends who are in the music world who are probably equally talented, but haven't been able to make it, right? So not to that level anyway of doing sold out arenas and this sort of thing. So it kind of makes you wonder then, if you have that degree of success, why would you take your own life, right?
And there's two different kinds. There's inward success and outward success.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes there's all kinds of examples. Jim Belushi, you know, all kinds of people that have had what looks like success,
sure,
outwardly, but inside, you know, demons or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
Inner frustrations, inner worries, angst, anxieties.
Yeah.
That just never really got conquered because they're, you know, busy doing that front man or front woman.
So that inner success versus outer success. I mean, we could run through the list. I mean, right, you look at Prince and Heath Ledger and Whitney Houston and Philip Seymour Hoffman and so on. I mean, all those sort of people. And of course, there's dozens and probably hundreds of others who on the surface you would look at and you go, geez, they really have it all. And I just thought it would be apropos here to talk for a moment just about depression, because I think that it is something that we really do need to put on. I don't want to say what I know is that people don't treat it as a disease and they look at it as something that's controllable. And they look at it as something like, you know, you choose to be depressed. You know, like you curl up in a ball and you sit there and you go, oh, my life sucks. And like you're choosing to do that. And I got to tell you, having been there myself, and the reason why I'm here in San Diego, as opposed to living in Chicago, is because I know that if I had lived another winter in Chicago, it absolutely positively would have been a death sentence. Like, I would not have survived another winter because it goes into, it's like it affects my DNA, and we're all wired, you know, and yeah. I know your mom was wired with some things that weren't to her benefit, right? I mean, yeah. So.
I mean, it's interesting because we think, you know, back to the millionaire conversation we were having before, like, we think money is going to solve a lot of that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But you've heard me say a few times now, if it was just money and beauty, then why is there any divorces in Hollywood?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a never ending mindset game.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Wait, did you have something? You're kind of sliding up in your chair there.
Well, yeah, just, and I would encourage people to recognize it's all not universal, right? I could go get really rich, right? And I've got my money problem solved to the neglect of my interpersonal relationships. Mm-hmm. That could cause me to be depressed. Mm-hmm. But I could go be really rich and have fairly good interpersonal relationships, but because of some traumatic thing in my childhood, I've got this hole that suddenly creates a problem, even though I've got those things covered, you know, that makes me say depressed. But then I might not be depressed and kill myself inadvertently because I can do everything. You know, someone once told me, never do cocaine if you can afford cocaine.
Mm-hmm.
And so there are certain people that they're not depressed. They're just kind of, no, there's no longer anybody to tell me no.
Yeah.
There's no longer anybody to put any limits on my action. So I'm going to burn out, you know, that flaming supernova just overindulging.
Yeah.
So just pointing out that there can be many things that lead someone to an early demise.
Yeah.
Well, and sometimes just talking about it in general is all somebody needs to do.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, and it seems out of left field, but I think maybe a far extreme of somebody not feeling good would be somebody crying. But of all the things out there, I think crying might be the most bullied thing there is.
Mm. Yeah, I mean,
I know that's a
real
men
aren't supposed to cry. And
yeah, but yeah. And then if somebody did that, though, and they were feeling something, and that could be like one of the most healing, relieving
yeah.
things going. But yet internally, you feel like you're doing something wrong sometimes.
Yeah, so I guess what I'd love to put on the table here and at least have people thinking about, you know, are potentially the warning signs, right? Because it's, God, there's, and I mentioned this before, that there was a woman, just a beautiful woman who was into just teaching people about tantric love and these sort of things. And allegedly she took her own life, and on the surface you would see, geez, this beautiful girl, and she's surrounded by people who really admire her work and want to be in her, you know, in her presence, and she's affected so many lives, and yet she probably felt very, very, very much alone and still felt like no matter what she did, it wasn't enough. And so, you know, we have these conversations around nature versus nurture. And so sometimes we just can't win, no matter what nurture shows us and no matter what we may be surrounded with and the outward successes that we may show, we still don't know about these inner battles that people are fighting. So I thought it might be at least helpful for folks to start thinking about, you know, people that they know that may potentially be demonstrating actions that they may never thought of in terms of, you know, maybe that person is depressed. You know, maybe that person is doing these things because they're trying to offset something else in their life that is really just sort of their inner demon, if you will. And so, you know, to that end, yeah, Wade, go ahead.
Well, I just wanted to mention, so let's encourage this as a point of action, because also you may pass in an accident, right? So how about if we just encourage everybody to, if you feel like telling someone you care about them, do. Mm-hmm. It may save their life, and it may be your last opportunity to do so.
Yeah.
Because it is fragile.
It is fragile, for sure. So my point being that if you know someone or you see someone, warning signs, right? I mean, most of the people that end up, look at Prince, look at Whitney Houston, look at Heath Ledger, look at Philip Seymour Hoffman, look at Chris Cornell. What do they all have in common? They all have in common significant abuse of either drugs or alcohol. And so let's just not turn a blind eye to that. There is a suicide hotline number that if you're feeling depressed or if you know of someone who may need to talk to someone, you can call the suicide hotline number at 1-800-273-8255. Again, that's 1-800-273-8255. And please just know, having been there myself, that the best thing that you can do is reach out for those who are close to you. Even if it's somebody who you may not feel like you have a super deep relationship with, it's just somebody that you know, share what you're going through, share what ails you, and reach out for help, because believe me, there are people who love you. We all need you, and just know that you've got so much to offer, and if you are not here with us tomorrow, we're certainly going to miss you. So, all right, my friends, we'll talk to you next time here on Reinvention Radio. Take care.
You just got dismantled. Thanks for listening to Reinvention Radio. For more information about the show and your host, Steve Olscher, visit reinventionradio.com.
Attention, coaches, authors, speakers, and business owners. Please pay close attention to what I'm about to say. If you want to secure massive visibility fast and generate thousands of highly qualified leads without spending a dime on advertising or marketing, the easiest way to make this happen is to appear as a guest on the world's most popular podcast. We recently came across an awesome resource that provides detailed contact information for 240 new media influencers who are looking for guests just like you. It's called the Ultimate Directory, and for a limited time, you can get the preview edition of the directory absolutely free. That's right, for free. It's time for you to get the visibility you and your business deserve and connect with the world's leading icons of influence who can make you famous with the push of a button. Get your free preview edition of the Ultimate Directory right now at www.myultimatedirectory.com. That's myultimatedirectory.com.